3-6-5.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so inviting you there to enjoy it on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out with a couple of school-related stories tonight. Mark, let's go to the classroom first.
Well, it's sort of the classroom.
Okay. It's inside the classroom, because mine's in the cafeteria, so we'll start in the classroom.
That's right. From the Austin American Statesman, the state director of science curriculum has resigned after being accused of creating the appearance of bias against teaching intelligent design.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is one of those states where they have to teach them both, is that right?
I get that impression.
Okay.
I'm not intimately aware with the science curriculum in Texas, thank goodness.
So that way, real scientists who understand that intelligent design is nothing but a bunch of religious hoopla bunk, they have to pretend as though it's an actual theory, and I guess this guy was about tired of pretending.
Well, he's created accused of creating an appearance against, bias against, yes.
Got it.
Comer was put on 30 days paid administrative leave shortly after she forwarded an email in late October announcing a presentation being given by Barbara Forrest, author of the Inside Creationism's Trojan Horse, a book that says creationist politics are behind the movement to get intelligent design theory in public schools. Forrest was also a key witness in the Kitzmer versus Dover case concerning the introduction of intelligent design in the Pennsylvania school district. Comer sent the email to several individuals and a few online communities saying, FYI. Eugenie Scott, executive director of the National Center for Science Education, which sent the original email to Comer announcing the event, said Comer's situation seems to be a warning to agency employees. This just underscores the politicization of science education in Texas, Scott said. In most states, the Department of Education takes a leadership role in fostering sound science education. Apparently, TEA employees are supposed to be kept in the closet and only let out to do the bidding of the board. Needless to say, this is taking the science blogs by storm, more at to the favorite science blogs. So, this person's decided to resign because of their...
Well, no, I thought they were fired.
No, it said here, the state director's of science curriculum has resigned after being accused of creating the appearance of bias against, and they were put on the 30-day paid administrative leave.
Which, gotcha. Yeah. So they just said, screw it.
Yeah, this isn't about science, I'm gone.
Well, I don't know why they're so surprised. I mean, it's government school. So there was a quote in there about how shocked they were that, all of a sudden science has become politicized. Well, welcome to government schools.
Of course it's politicized. It's a government school.
Right. Everything is, whether it be the science curriculum now to the health curriculum, is all political.
Right.
And it's all based on one interest group trying to pull political weight with the school board or whoever it is that makes the decisions in these cases, and typically goes up as high as the school board, or in some cases the federal government, as we'll see here in a moment. But it's all about pulling weight and greasing the right palms and having your friends get elected so they can push through your agenda. And your agenda in this case, or their agenda, is to, on one side, real science. On the other side, this intelligent design nonsense. And the fact is that the battle will never be over.
Now, when I went to school, I was taught, that the world was created by God, and then they sort of...
You went to Christian school.
I did go to Christian school, and somehow I managed to make it out just fine. But I don't think that in a government school where everybody has to pay... You see, that's the thing, is people that believe in intelligent design, they have to pay for government schools, and people that don't believe in intelligent design, myself, for instance, I have
right.
to pay for government schools. So I don't think that we should be... what it does is it pits two groups against each
At
other,
least
and that's
two.
Really, that's really the problem. We shouldn't have government schools in the first
place. Absolutely not. That would solve the problem immediately. Almost, you know, within a matter of weeks from ending government schooling, there would be a variety of different options available in the marketplace for people to send their kids to, whether it be a very devoutly religious school that teaches only intelligent design and nothing but intelligent design and, you know, no sex education, none of the other
things. We got sex education. It wasn't very thorough, I must say, but I walked away kind of knowing what was going on.
Well, my point being that a religious family that wants to shield their children from certain things and expose them to other things would be allowed to...
absolutely got to be Christian schools and all kinds of schools in this nation that don't teach sex education, period, simply because the parents don't want it.
So they could have what they wanted, and then parents that are of a more secular nature, atheist parents and parents that aren't interested in these, maybe just, you know, parents that just don't care about religion, those parents could send their kids to a school that taught the values and taught the curriculum that they were looking for. You know, the fact is, Mark, we really can have it all when it comes to education. We really can have a wonderful marketplace with all kinds of different choices and options for us to send our kids to. But as long as the government stands in the way with its monopolistic government school system, we're all going to be left out in the cold unless we happen to have a whole bunch of money to send our kids to private school.
And the teachers, right, because then you're paying for the government school and the private school for your kid. Now, the teachers have to teach to tests currently with this No Child Left Behind thing, which they really don't like, and I have to some extent, I agree. I think that a lot of the stuff that is easy to test for is really just useless crap that they teach kids, mm-hmm. like what a noun is. Somehow I can communicate in English, and I don't need to know what a noun is.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a bad thing to know what a noun is.
I personally just don't think it... I don't think it is bad. I just don't think it's particularly useful.
Well, you're not in charge of the English department.
What's that?
You're not in charge of the English department.
I think that teaching communication skills is far more important than teaching parts of speech.
And you know what? I might disagree or agree. I'm not really sure. I don't know a lot about what is good and what is not. But I know that there are different people out there with different opinions on what is the best to teach to their kids. You think that certain things are better. Another group of people might think something, a completely different curriculum is better. And in the marketplace, you could try it out and see what worked best. And then whatever would get the customers.
That was what I was coming up to. Think about all the advances we've seen in computers in the last 20 or 30 years. We've seen tremendous advances. I mean, to say that their memory capacity is what? Increased by 100-fold?
I think that would be understating it.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And their processing speed and just the incredible increases in that arena. Now, I wouldn't expect to see the same sorts of increases in education, but I would expect real competition between schools to bring America back to the number one educated kids in the world.
Absolutely.
We're down in the 50s right now. I mean, it's awful. America? The superpower, you know, the nation that won World War II, we sent somebody to the moon. We're number 50 for educating our kids, and it's all happened since the federal government has gotten involved in education.
Yep, that's where I was going next. It just keeps getting worse. The more federal involvement there is, again, the more centralized the curriculum becomes. It's better for kids and for education in general, when things are more decentralized, when teachers and, you know, decisions, teachers are making decisions as far as what they're teaching in their classroom, or at the highest level, you know, the department head or the school itself, it shouldn't go any higher than that. There shouldn't be any overarching bureaucracy defining what it is that kids should be learning. Who are they, and why are they the experts? Why are they the people that we should look to say, oh, yeah, we'll teach our kids that? Well, who are you anyway? There's all kinds of people out there with differing opinions as to what is and what should not be taught in school. And only the marketplace allows those different options to really play out. It allows those different paths to be taken and fully explored, and we can then discover what really is the most effective means. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone's always ever going to get to the point of agreeing and say, well, yeah, okay, this is the most effective means of teaching. There are always going to be people that are going to be, you know, battling it out as far as making their point and saying, okay, my method is more effective, here are the results, and then on the other side, there are going to be other people saying, well, my method's more effective, here are the results, and they'll be competing to get eyeballs in the classroom, to get students in their classroom, and that's what we want in education instead of this federal government handing down diktats from on high about what is and what is not appropriate.
Well, if we have, marketplace based schools, what about the poor people?
We can talk about that, and I'd love to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. Not only should we get the federal government out of education, we should also get state governments out of education, as well as local governments out of education. It has no place in the classroom. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and dial-up version. We give them away, so tune in for free online anytime at freetalklive.com. It is the perfect storm. The Free State Project, the most critical presidential election in living memory, and the New Hampshire primary. You know you're going to the Liberty Forum. You don't want to miss this critical moment in history. The time to register is now. The special low rate at the hotel ends this coming Monday. That's, like, soon. Real soon. After that, the hotel rate will go up due to the incredible demand for rooms in New Hampshire before the primary. So if you want to get involved, you should do it this weekend. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Get you there. Learn more about the forum. Learn who's speaking. We're going to be there broadcasting live. You get all the details there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And then punch in the code 2008FTL when you register if you want to save 10%. That's 2008 FTL to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. Once again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. 800-259-9231. Talking to education to start things out tonight and how it's just not something that needs to be in the hands of the government. It needs to, and this is one of those things, Mark, that I think you and I completely agree on. We just need to take government out of schools entirely. Leave it up to the marketplace to provide education, because when you bring competition in, service will improve. The product, and which is education, mm-hmm. The product will improve. Competition does these things, and it'll get cheaper. Instead of every single year getting more and more expensive, it'll get more and more affordable, and there will be new, innovative ways to educate people that have never really been necessarily explored before because of all the bureaucratic red tape that ties up the educational system. If you're a teacher, you know what this is all about. You know how bad it is. And I've talked to teachers before, and I love getting stories from them as far as how just awful the bureaucracy is to try to navigate and try to do what you came there to do, and that is help young people learn. Well, when you're strangled by all of these government regulations and, again, bureaucratic just nonsense that goes on, it can be very, very frustrating. And many teachers, they throw up their hands, and they essentially give up, and they just end up following the rules because they aren't allowed to innovate. They might have come in thinking they could change the system from the inside with some new radical idea as to how to teach a certain subject, and then they get shut down by the department heads. They get shut down by the administration.
Right, they'll have some of that radical crap.
Right, by the school board. Nobody's allowed to step outside of the box and try something different, and it just stifles innovation, it stifles creativity, and that is resulting in our kids just not learning what they could be learning. In fact, look at I think I read a number the other day that 700,000 kids a year in America graduate
functionally illiterate. You may very well be able to sound out a word or, you know what a particular word means, but if you can't decipher what a sentence means, that's what causes you to be functionally illiterate.
Well, even the ones that are literate, that can actually write things, man, go and read some of the stuff these kids write. Go to MySpace and go and look at, you know, the profile. I was looking at a profile of a 19-year-old the other day, but my girlfriend, Julia, was looking at it, and It was kind of hard to really comprehend and get
what he was trying to put across.
Yeah, what she was trying to put across. And then the weirdest thing was she was talking about herself. She said she was talking about herself as though she were a child. Like a 19-year-old person, an adult, theoretically an adult, was calling herself a child. Hmm. Now, I don't know if they teach that in government schools, but it's very, very strange. And it really goes back to the idea that the way the system is set up, it prevents young people from maturing as fast as they might otherwise be able to mature. We sort of put them in this little cocoon where they don't have to do anything with their lives until they finally get out of the school
system.
Well,
they're all winners, too. School districts, not all of them, have eliminated games where there are winners and losers.
Yep, I've
everybody,
heard about that.
Everybody gets a trophy for participating and all that nonsense. Come on.
So it's hard to read what these kids write. I understand that it's like, you know, they're online, so maybe they don't think it's as important. But when you're spelling words that have a normal spelling without the letters that you're normally supposed to use, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, if you've read it, you know what I mean. It's like that instant message shorthand nonsense. People are reading these things and they think things about them. And if you don't take the time to craft your speech online as you would in real life, people are going to think maybe you're not that bright.
I don't know what I think. I don't think that people aren't that bright that are writing that way. I just don't like to read it, and I'm not that interested in reading it, and it just my mind sort of shuts off. I figure that's the young people way of writing, and it's code, and I'm not interested in it, and I know that it's... You know, obviously they're not practicing grammar, and therefore they're not learning grammar. Look,
right.
I hated in school. I hated to read. I did not like book reports because I would just skim through the books. I would not even know what it was about.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Write some book report, and I'd get a low grade on it. Who wants? I mean, that's not enjoyable. I hated to read. Well, at one point in my life, I ended up reading quite a bit, and my spelling was terrible in school. My spelling's still not really great, but after having read for years and years, today I read at least a half an hour, if not an hour, every day. After having read all this, all this time, I've learned how to spell just by being exposed to those words. Those people that are writing in that manner, where like there's a spell your as you are, and all that other instant message speak, they're not learning grammar.
Yeah, it's bad, and I think you're right when you point out that they aren't practicing it, and so therefore there's a good chance that it's not going to get used when it really becomes important on a job application. Or a resume or something like that. I just think it's sad. We're in a sad, sad place today, and it seems like each generation it just gets progressively worse.
Each generation is educated by more government schools, and now government schools are far more worried about teaching kids about Earth Day and ecology and the indigenous people of God knows
radical
where.
Math.
Yeah, and all that stuff, than they are about learning how to compose sentences.
So I want to hear from you on this. Are you a parent? Have you seen, the inside of the government school system? And what's your story? What have your kids experienced that you want to share with other people? Also, are you a teacher or former teacher that, like this guy that we started the show out with, has resigned in frustration for not being able to teach the way you think that you should teach? If you want to share your story, you're welcome to do so at 800-259-9231, or again, just your comments on just the dismal state of education in America. Oh, Mark, you had asked about the poor people, right?
Right.
What if we get government out of education? What about the poor people? Well, the fact is, poor people pay taxes too, and
even if you rent, and you property taxes are mostly what support government schools. Even if you rent, you're paying property taxes because you have a rental, right?
Yes, exactly. I have a duplex here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I would say that the people that live there aren't exactly wealthy. Maybe lower middle class to upper poor. I mean, they're not.
It wouldn't matter whether they're poor, rich or poor. What matters is that they're paying your portion. That they're paying half, if not all, of your property taxes because.
Right. I could.
That's why you've got them there.
Without the schools and the property taxes, I could reduce my rent by $250 a month for those folks. They've got a little girl. That's $3,000 a year that they'd be saving.
You'd have to reduce it to $250 because they would get rid of property taxes for everybody, and therefore all the landlords would be
someone
have more arena of profit to compete in.
Yeah, I would be one of the first to do it because that's just what I would do. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. A crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, We're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while, there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragon Skin Body Armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragon Skin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why, then, have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragon Skin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragon Skin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragon Skin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between, we've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control toll free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want or comment on the issue we're discussing at the moment, which is the dismal state of education in America. 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent out an update today, as a matter of fact. In fact, I think I sent two of them. One of them had to do with the voting situation. It is a new month, and that means that we need you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and the only reason they need that is to verify that you're a real person so the voting system can't be scanned. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. And while you're at it, go to dig.freetalklive.com as well. And give us a dig. Just click the dig it link once you go there if you're logged in, and you'll see what that's all about. So there you go. And do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal and 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. 800-259-9231. We'll get back to education here in a moment. Let's go to the phones first and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. A pleasure to speak with y'all again.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, as far as education goes, because I feel like I'm obligated to make a comment on that.
You're not, but certainly we'd love to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Well, anytime we have leadership in a country that we just trust and you know, like the Bill Clinton thing in the Oval Office, and now all the confusing things going on in the world, I think it makes it very hard for a young person to just, you know, and that when we have no real leadership that we can trust and honor in this country, you know, the education level continues to fall from there. And
I don't know if I don't know if I agree with your where you're coming from on this. I think that there are certainly some people that want to have a leader, but I don't see what a the national leadership situation has anything to do with whether kids are learning or not. I'm not sure I'm making the connection.
I mean, if you can't trust your own government, which we obviously can't with everything that we see is going on every day, then I mean, how are the kids supposed to expect to show up for school and, you know, do this and do that and respect the flag and all this stuff when they hear all the derogatory things, you know, which most of them are pretty much the truth. They're not derogatory at all, but I'm just trying to philosophize in a way.
Yeah, I'm afraid you've lost me, Jeremy. What were you really calling about?
Well, I was calling about cop complaints and police abuse, which I've been on the road a few times. You know, I was hitchhiking to see my mom one time down. She lives in Oklahoma now, but we originally come from Washington and Arkansas.
Okay.
But anyway, the cops came 300 yards off the road one time after me, man. And all I was doing was setting up my tent next to a creek, and four of them came out there and beat me up.
Whoa!
And
what did they? What were they beating you up for? Did you? I mean, did you mouth off to them, or they just didn't? They just didn't like you.
They asked me for my ID, you know, and I'm chilling out, setting up my tent next to a creek, and four of them asked me for an ID, and I told him I didn't have one to show him, which I did, really. And then he yanked me up, and he said, "Don't you smart mouth me, boy." And they ended up pretty much kicking my butt.
I am sorry to hear about that, Jeremy. And unfortunately, it happens to some of the nicest of people. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So many cops... too much power. It's a problem. People get in some nasty situations. And since he brought it up, I actually had a story about police abuse. In this case, not a young victim, but an 80-year-old man. And it's another drug war tragedy. Because if it weren't for the war on drugs, this man would still be alive today. According to News4Jax.com, Jacksonville, Florida, a police review board on Wednesday took up the case of an 80-year-old man shot and killed by officers back in January. Isaac Singletary was shot and killed outside of his South Metro home on January 27th while police were conducting an undercover narcotics operation on his street. Police said Singletary came out of his house with a gun and would not drop it. His family and the state attorney's office said that Singletary thought the undercover officers were real drug dealers and tried to chase them off his property with his gun. See, he was trying to do the neighborhood a favor. He looked out his window. He spotted some people that looked shifty, you know, undercover cops in this case. But
and he had a gun, which is guaranteed by the Second Amendment that one should be allowed to bear arms.
Right. He couldn't, he couldn't tell the difference. Police said they had no choice but to shoot the elderly man. Singletary's family members said they still have many questions about what happened. One of the officers who fired his gun at Singletary said there was no other recourse that I had other than to defend my life. During testimony Wednesday at a police review board, the undercover detective said all they saw was the gun. Actually, what I yelled was, "Drop the gun." I repeatedly was yelling, "Drop the gun, drop the gun." At this point, I'm thinking he's going to kill me. He's going to shoot me, so I'm moving back toward the tree for cover, and things are happening so fast that I don't have time to get completely behind the tree to confront the threat, at which point my weapon is drawn and I shoot and he goes down, said one of the officers. Two officers fired their guns, killing the 80-year-old Singletary. During 5 hours of testimony before a sheriff's department internal review board members came back saying the officers involved did nothing wrong.
Well, I can see why they would have said such a thing. What the scenario that you have here is created by the war on drugs, which I think is a bad thing, and that costs Americans all kinds of money and lives, ruined lives, and tax dollars, and it's foolish. But in this instance, what are the cops supposed to do? I suppose they could have dropped their weapons, but as far as they're concerned...
Well, it wasn't like this old man came out shooting. He came out, essentially brandishing a weapon, intending to chase them off.
The way a cop sees it when a gun's pointed at him, and the way I see it when a gun's pointed at me, the guy who's pointing it at me is threatening my life and needs to be taken out. The cops would never think of dropping their weapon. They're taught not to do such a thing.
Well, either way, their cover was going to be blown, because if they shoot the old man and kill him, the cops are going to be, they're going to have to clean up the mess. They can't just leave him there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to simply say, hey, we're the police, we're doing an undercover investigation, maybe he would have believed them, maybe he wouldn't have. But nonetheless, I think that the situation could have been de-escalated. I mean, they could have shown him some sort
of
identification.
Police are very bad currently at de-escalating situations. I will definitely grant you that.
I just feel like this could have been handled more tactfully. But again... as you pointed out, Mark, this is all because of the war on drugs. Had there been no war on drugs, which, of course, is an insane policy that needs to go away, then these cops never would have been undercover. This man never would have had the opportunity to... I mean, there wouldn't even be drug dealers in the streets if there weren't a war on drugs. Mm. If there were no war on drugs, everybody could go and just buy their drugs at the corner store.
Right, no more than there are alcohol dealers in the street now.
Yeah. So, the sheriff's office says no charges will be filed. So the two officers that murdered this 80-year-old man in cold blood aren't going to see any sort of trouble for
it. Well, I don't know about murder, but it's certainly...
What would you call it?
Negligent homicide? Negligent manslaughter?
They pulled the trigger on purpose. Doesn't sound negligent to me. Anyway, sad story. And there's no end to these drug war tragedies where poor young folks and old folks alike end up getting shot down in a hail of gunfire, in many cases, from the barrels of the police's guns. So tragic and so unnecessary. Can we please just stop this madness now and just end this war on drugs? Because that's all it will really take to solve this problem. The drugs will go. The drugs aren't going to go away, but they'll get off the streets. As far as there'll be no drug dealers hanging around, they'll all be done legitimately, sold legitimately. Prices would plummet overnight instead of the ever increasing black market profits and prices that you constantly see because of the war on drugs. Drug purity will increase. It'll be safer to use the drugs. They'll be measurable instead of some random quantity that a dealer gives out to an addict. I mean, there's so many different reasons why this drug war needs to end now. Not just the collateral damage. More on the way.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition, toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The feature is for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join up for as little as $3 a month. And you get some perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room and forum, and more. All the details are there. But the most important thing is that money goes to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So there's some real tangible benefits beyond your little perks that you get, too, for Free Talk Live. It's a good thing. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, by the way. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get involved over there. We go to the phones and to the fun. John in Winnipeg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to briefly get your take on Clinton's recent remarks regarding Iraq. But just prior to doing that, I wanted to just give you an update for yesterday. I had mentioned to you, and I can understand how it was hard to believe that that the Bush administration was caught doctoring the National Intelligence Estimate. But there's a story out of...
I don't think anybody said it was hard to believe, John. I think we all understand and agree that politicians are corrupt scumbags.
Right. Well, there's a newspaper out of Australia. They got a story titled How Bush Misled the World. And you can get both versions, the CIA version and Bush's version. And
sounds like a real page-turner.
It's diabolically evil, for sure. So, anyway, Clinton had recently stated, Mr. Clinton had stated that if he had been president, firstly, he said he wasn't really in favor of the Iraq war, and if he had the power, he would have let the inspectors finish their job. But the one thing we're failing on that front is that Bush, his direct quote was, we gave him a chance to allow the inspectors in, and he wouldn't let them in. So Bush will tell you as a liar that Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, while the inspectors will tell you they had complete unrestricted access to
Right. They had access. It was just, you know, the Bush administration believed that somewhere, somehow, the Iraqis were hiding things. And they did do some stalling as far as, you know, being giving access to the UN inspectors.
Well, that's not true, though. They were under the chicken coops. There wasn't a place in Iraq they couldn't go. They went through the palaces and exhausted every...
But I thought that Hans Blix did, in fact, back that up, that in, that they did, they were restricted, that there would be, you know, it would take some time to get clearance to different places.
Who cares
just
anyway?
Walk in.
Not prior to the bombing campaign beginning, March the 7th, 2003.
Who cares? I mean, what's the relevance of all this? It just seems like trivia to me.
Well, no, it's holding up criminals responsible for transgressing your freedoms. If
Look,
you want to
hey,
defend.
I got news for you. Everyone in Washington, D.C., with the possible exception of Ron Paul, is a criminal, and none of them are being held responsible for their actions.
Well, some are responsible for stealing money through earmarks, and some are responsible for murdering more than a million people and letting go those who are truly responsible for, like, 9/11. Bush closed criminal investigations on 9/11 personally, according to Tom Daschle on Tim Russert's
show. Again, you can go down a litany of different violations and things that these people in Washington, D.C. have done.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter.
You know, year after year, it doesn't matter. Nobody ever brings them up on charges. They have, many of them have sovereign immunity. They're completely untouchable. The bureaucrats are untouchable. The administrators are untouchable. And, you know, there's the corruption is so intense that there's really not much that really can be done, I'm afraid. So.
Well, can you cite one other, like, I know of no other time in American history where a president has formally closed criminal investigation on a terrorist
I don't know,
act.
Man. I don't really pay that much attention to that stuff. All I know is they're all bad, and I want to get rid of them all, whether
right.
they're Democrats or Republicans. I don't care about all the little details. I know they're all corrupt. They all, you know, scratch their friends' backs and punish their enemies. I know what politics is about, and that's all I need to know. I don't need to know all these details.
I know as we continue to have an office of President of the United States, that office will continue to grow in power because each president
right.
will flex their muscles a little bit more.
Right. Hillary's not going to get in there and slash it back. She's
right. She's not going to bring it back to a constitutional executive office. She's going to continue to grow it. She's going to use the powers that Bush has managed to use, and she, they're all going to just continue to grow the office,
John,
and therefore it's going to become more tyrannical.
Thank you for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I can tell that John's somebody who's done a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody that really is into that sort of thing and digging up the facts and learning that, and great. I mean, there are certainly a segment of people out there that are really interested in that level of information. To me, it's irrelevant. I know that Bush is a crook. I know that Clinton before him was a crook. I know that the former Bush was a crook. Reagan was a crook. They're all a bunch of lying, thieving scumbags.
Oh, well, you're going to get some calls on Reagan.
That's all I need to know. Oh, Reagan talked a good game. He was an actor.
He's got some really great quotes, I must say. But, you know, believing in small government means that you have to believe in small government on both sides, not just small government for the social programs and the National Endowment for the Arts, but you have to believe in small government when it comes to the military,
yeah.
too.
Well, not only
otherwise, you're just a pro-military guy.
Not only do you have to believe in small government, but you actually have to do something about small government, like actually make it happen, veto bills, and work towards small government. And he, I think government increased, what did Harry Brown say, 69% or something like that during the Reagan administration? I mean, it was just incredible.
He did have a Democratic Congress and a
Could
Democratic
Congress. Vetoed and vetoed. But he didn't. He did veto more than George Bush. Now, George, the current Bush, I think he's vetoed less than you can count on one hand. So, by comparison, Reagan was much more smaller government.
And
but
we
that's
see,
not saying much.
And we see how small government the Republicans are from 2000 to 2006.
Yeah.
They had control of the House, the Senate,
no
and
more
the
excuses.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a big damn lie.
Full of it. All of them are full of it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Virginia in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, Virginia.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about the war on drugs earlier, and I wanted to know what your opinion was on the CIA angle.
I'm not sure. What are you saying? That, are
well,
you suggesting?
There's been several books written, like Crossing the Rubicon, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Webb. There's been a bunch of CIA, ex-CIA men come forward and be forthright with their known involvement in bringing the drugs
Yeah, it all seems believable.
Contra for one.
Mm-hmm. It all seems believable. I mean, they're people in a position of power. They're not subject to the same sort of oversight as everybody else might be, and so they can get away with things that others may not be able to get away with. So naturally, they're going to use their positions of power to engage in profitable black market activities like dealing drugs. And it's not just the CIA; it's also the DEA as well. Anybody with that sort of level of power can easily get away with these sorts of things. So yeah, it's totally believable. These are the things that happen when you have a black market. I mean, back in the days of alcohol prohibition, there were plenty of corrupt cops back then, just as there are corrupt cops today. And, you know, corrupt cops go from as low as a street cop all the way up to the highest rankings of the CIA. So you better believe it. You can. That's absolutely possible.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Virginia. 800-259-9231. Hey, since we're talking cops, another short story for you from Noble, Oklahoma. Austin Haley was fishing with his grandfather, Jack Tracy, Friday evening when Tracy said he heard a shot and saw a bullet hit the water just a few feet in front of the boat dock in front of the boat dock where he was standing. Moments later, a second shot was fired that hit Austin, who was 5 years old, in the head.
Mm.
A Noble police officer who had responded to a report of a snake in a tree apparently fired the deadly shot while trying to kill the snake, according to city manager Bob Wade. Tracy said he initially thought he and his grandson were under attack by someone trying to kill them, so he put the boy into the back of a four-wheeler and drove to his daughter's house about 200 yards away. Then two officers came out of the brush. He says they didn't tell us they were the ones who had been shooting or that they had shot him. They didn't admit a doggone thing. The boy was taken to an Oklahoma City hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
Gosh.
A resident of the Crest Lane neighborhood called police after discovering a large snake in the tree. He said, again, the grandfather said, I was told that they tried several ways to get the snake down, but it was still hissing at them and firmly lodged. What I was told is that the owner of the home either suggested or agreed that they should go ahead and shoot the snake, and then everything happened from there. So how do you feel about this one, Mark?
Oh, man, it's tragic. I don't know. You know, the fact is, police are here to protect us against enemies, foreign and domestic. Police are domestic enemies. You know, your robbers, people like that, supposedly. They're actually...
Snakes and trees?
Not snakes and trees. A snake in a tree should be handled by a varmint removal service or animal removal service.
Right.
They have them out there. They're in every town that I've ever been in. Noticed this area in the phone book, and you should, if you've got a snake that's bothering you in a tree, you could either A, leave it there, or B, hire one of these services to send a cop out there. It seems like a bad idea. Could a varmint removal service have done the same thing? Yeah, they could have. They would have been held responsible. More so.
Oh, yeah. What do you think would happen if it were you out in your backyard shooting at a snake in a tree and you happened to clip the head off of a five-year-old boy across the lake from you?
Gosh.
I mean, what do you think would happen to you in that case?
I don't know.
You'd be charged with, like, negligent homicide or something
well,
like that.
Well, the charge wouldn't do anybody any good at all. What these people need is some kind of compensation.
I understand that.
But the compensation is going to come from the local
taxpayers.
Yeah, the taxpayers. And
if it comes.
That's wrong.
If it comes at all. And it's very unlikely that the police are going to be punished in this case either, because they're pretty much immune from this sort of stuff. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is coming up. There's a federal ban being proposed on candy.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. It's a